Blog Talk Radio.
Be that you bow your heads and close your eyes for a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for another wonderful day, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for, you know, just giving us this opportunity to be on this show once again, Lord. I thank you that, you know, like you give us so many opportunities in life, and especially this one, Lord. Just, you know, coming onto this radio show, talking to other teens, you know, just possibly making a difference in a couple of these teens and hopefully in the near future, more teens will be impacted by this radio show. So I'll say thank you to that. And once again, just thank you for letting us be on this show. And let us have a great and wonderful show as one big happy family. In your name, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
And with that, guys, how have you guys been? Welcome to another episode of The Word on this beautiful and hot Sunday evening with your host, A-Squared and Boss Man. Man, before I even give it to Boss Man, I'm going to first say this. I am tired. I'm going to be real with you guys. I don't even think about school. I don't even want to go back to school. I've been so pooped out this whole summer. But, Boss Man, how you been?
I can agree with you on that. Well, it's hot. It's hot out there. And what a great way to end the summer, though. I mean, it's not raining. It's not a bad day. So, I mean, yeah, summer's around the corner, but you know, it's about time we get back on the grind. We went out school shopping. I bet a lot of our all of our listeners went back to school shopping this weekend or sometime. We went today for, you know, a little couple extra things. And, yeah, I mean, it's like running from store to store so that you don't get burned. So it's really hot. It's really hot, man. I agree.
Look here. I didn't go school shopping. I had a meeting today for church. Then into that, I've been home the whole day. My mom has the car. I've been here the whole day. I have not done not one school shopping or anything. My mom said, you go with the clothes you got. I said, all right, sure. And like, whatever, I'll deal with it. And then other than that, I'm just saving up money now. So I'm not trying to look fancy for nobody. I ain't trying to look all cute. I'm just, you know, I'm walking in, walking out, boom, boom, pow. Like, I'm not doing all that extra school shopping. If anything, maybe a calculator if my teacher has a calculator. Other than that, I'm good. Because honestly, as you get older, all you need is a pencil and a book. That's all you need.
I agree. I think especially since it's college, you know, there are a lot of other more important things that you can invest your money in besides things. Because I'm going to be honest, in high school, it was about, you know, how you carry yourself, what clothes you're wearing, and, like, all the cool back-to-school stuff. Because that was fun, you know, like, just trying to get all that stuff and all that. But after college, you realize you're there for, like, one, like, just literally just to get, like you said, you need a pencil and a book. You go in and you go out. So it changes, it switches gears. But for those of you going back to high school, I mean, it sounds like good times.
I'm saying, though, and now thinking about it, I'm a freshman in college. That's crazy, dude.
I know.
That's crazy, man. I'm not even in. That's crazy. Just the thing about that, like, are we really getting that old now? Are we really?
I'm
19
years young.
I mean, that's just my understanding of it. Like, one minute I was playing football, just chilling with the boys, you know, getting ready for homecoming and all of this. Now all of a sudden it's like, oh no, you gotta get ready for a profession. You gotta get ready for a career. It's like, where did all where did it all go? And then, like, I'm sorry, but the main thing I don't like about with school a bit is the way they try to, like, run things, in a sense. Like, I don't know if most of you guys, like, notice it a bit, but to me, honestly, it feels like school rushes you, in a sense, you know? Because it's like, yeah, you know, like, you go into school, you know, your classes, math, English, history, and all that good stuff, and, you know, like, and then, you know, like, and then, you know, like, possibly, you know, doing, like, some clubs and activities and so on. But then after that, it's just like, why, you know? Because, like, it rushes you too much to where it's like, do I even know what I truly want to do? Because I don't know if that's for most people, but that's for me. Because at first, like, I felt like I understood, like, what I wanted to do. Then after that, the number of times I've changed my profession throughout my high school, like, life, I changed it, I don't even know how many times, because I'm, like, even to this day, I'm still not sure on what I want to do, because it's like, okay, yeah, you know, they give you all this information, they tell you all this stuff, and then the main two things that point out to me, I told Boston this earlier, was these two things. They say, pick something that you like. you do that, and you know you like it, it's interesting, and you love it. But then after that thing may not give you a good amount of money, this man, so on, and then that's why our parents at times like, oh, go for nursing, go for this, go for that, because of the money. So then to now the situation, because yeah, you wanna be an artist, but you know, maybe it might not have the same income. Well, probably it won't, compared to like a lawyer that your like mom and dad want you to be, because they know being a lawyer will get you money. So then now it's like, now in another aspect that school brings into it is that you have to like find a career that also like makes you financially stable, to where it's like you'll be good once you leave your parents. And then to me, I feel like it's a constant fight between go for what I like, go for, you know, that's going to help me. Because at the end of the day, most of the stuff that we like, trust me, we all want to do, but at the same time, though, most of the time our parents will be like, well, you know, just in case, you know, do nursing, do this, do that. And to me, it's like a constant fight to where it's like, do I do this? Do I do that? If I do this, how is my future going to be impacted? If I do that, how is my future going to be impacted? And then the number one question that I have for tonight is, do I truly want to do this for the rest of my life? Do I honestly want to do this for the rest of my life, you know?
I think a lot of people, you're not alone on that, Ace, bro. I think a lot of people throughout their high school career, and to be honest, even in their college careers, have the same question on their mind. I mean, just asking people, you know, you get to know somebody, you meet them. Hi, my name is Boss Man. Oh, hi, my name is such and such. They're like, oh, yeah, what's your major? They're like, something, accounting. Oh, so you like numbers? I'm like, no, it's because I'm here for the money. Like, what are you talking about? And then there are other instances where they're like, fine arts or something like that. You know, you're the major. They're like, oh, okay, so you enjoy artistry. They're like, yeah, it's something that I like to do. Or they're undecided. That's the word, undecided. And they're like, I don't know. I'm just here to be here. You know, or I'm just here getting my you know, requirements until I figure out what to do with my life. A lot of people, because God has, you know, blessed them to know exactly where they need to go, you know, they know what their strengths, they know their weaknesses, and they know exactly where they want to go and how to do it and all that stuff. God has blessed them with that. But a lot of people are here just because they're here. And it's not uncommon, because, like, we're one of those people, actually, because, well, no, I figured out, you know, I've said this in another show before, the major thing, it's all about, you know, following God so that he leads you exactly where, you know, you got to be. So I've decided on something, but most people, they're still undecided because, and that's what we were talking about before the show, I think it's because of the way school is set up. And there are a lot of teachers out there who really care about their students, who really care about where they're going and what they're going to do with their life. They really want to see them thrive. But other teachers and other counselors, other principals, just don't understand our generation and how difficult it is to settle upon one thing and focus on that for the rest of our lives. We were talking about this before the show, and something I want to talk about tonight is how can we make school somewhere, you know, you can discover what you want to do for real? Because we're taught a whole bunch of stuff in school, but in honesty, I can't remember half the stuff I was taught in third grade, fourth grade, fifth grade, sixth grade, seventh grade. I just feel like I went there because mom told me to. That's just the way it's been. It's always been. I don't remember them telling me to really think about what you want to be, because it's going to have this and that, such and such repercussions in the future. So how can we fix that, you know?
I mean, honestly, I don't know how to fix that, because I feel like at some point, in some understanding, you got to go for school for you. Because, yeah, you know, our mom and dads, you know, like, ever since, like, when we were young, you were just used to, okay, I'm going to go to school at this date and so on. So we were just used to, okay, at some point, we're going back to school it's like a routine, it's a system that we, like, been put into. So I think, like, at some point, once you realize it, you got to go, at some point, you have to understand, like, okay, I'm going to go to school for me, not just because mommy and daddy paid for me to go, But like at some point, I got into like, okay, I'm gonna go for me. What other clubs and activities can I go into? And, you know, like what can I get myself more interactive with? Because I feel like, you know, like that's why I like that's like the main reason why I liked high school was like all the clubs and different activities that you could do. Because like through my high school career, I did football, I did I did basketball in middle school, but then track, then after that the step team, then after that what else? That was pretty much it. And then like to me it was like to me like I like doing all that stuff because it kept me active compared to like, you know, like going at home and then doing and then and, like, you know, just going at home and then just doing nothing to where now I'm at school, I'm busy, my mom doesn't have to worry about me, you know, because I'm over here doing something productive, and then, you know, maybe it might influence me of, like, what I want to do in life. And then that's why, honestly, to most of the high schoolers, going back to high school, that should be, like, one of your main priorities, you know. Get into some clubs, you know. Like, you never know, like, what you could be interested in. Because, yeah, I know, trust me, I don't like school as much, you know. Got to go there and then hear them talking about something that you don't even care about. All you're thinking about is when is Friday, when is Labor Day, so you can finally go on break again for a little bit. Trust me, I've been there too. But, you know, look into some of the clubs because some clubs are actually pretty interesting because, trust me, I know school is like, sure. But after school, like, I don't know. For some reason, like, it's so interesting because, like, it's always, because it's like, it's something you want to do. Because think about it. My worst subject is history. If I had a choice not to do history, trust me, I would love to exclude that and talk to my counselor, hey, I don't want to do history. Mm-hmm. But you got to sit through the class, like, for that 45 to 1 hour and then listen to whatever she has to say about World War II or something. You have to sit there and do that. And then, honestly, I wish I wouldn't have to, but then sometimes you got to. But think about it, though, with a club or activity. You can choose if you want to be in it. You can have your own decision on it, whether you truly, like, want to be, like, interested in it, whether it's photography, whether it's art, whether it's a sports team, whether it's a step team, whether, like, whatever it may be, to where it's like, I really like this. Let me keep on going with this. Because, like I said before, I changed my profession so many times. Like, for instance, freshman year, I was into the whole nursing thing at first. Then I'm like, I can't see myself in scrubs after football. No. Then after that, I went to photography. I said, yeah, like I don't know, like to me, like that was like a little thing for a moment. And I'm like, yeah, I can do that. Then I'm like, no, photography, no, I don't know, I just lost interest in it. Then after that, I went into a little bit of, you know, like probably like being on TV. Then I'm like, well, yeah, sure, but then it's a hard way to get up there, and also like you really gotta be on your grind a bit. I don't know, that just left itself. Then after that, physical therapy. Then I'm like, yeah, you know, I still want to stay on the sports field. I'm like, Then after that, went to accounting. I'm like, yeah, money, and then I like numbers. But after that, went back to physical therapy. Then went back to accounting. Then back to physical therapy to where it's like I'm bouncing back and forth to where it's like, what do I truly want to do? And then I've changed it so many times where even my mom is like, what are you doing for college? I'm like, I don't know. I honestly don't know.
See, this is what we're trying to figure out. Because we're going back to school. Like, if we ask all of our listeners, you know, how many of you really know what you're about to do for school, whether you're going into high school or college? How many of you know what you're going to be? And, like, a lot of our answers are going to be, I don't know. And it's kind of scary at first. So, okay, you've decided on what major now, A-Script. What major have you decided on?
I remember the last thing I told you was accounting, but I'm going back to physical therapy. See what I'm saying? I'm officially going back to physical therapy. I promise you. I promise you, physical therapy.
Okay. And what made you decide that?
First, that was my first thing that I chose. And then also, like I told my mom, like I want to tell you guys, I wanted to stay around, you know, the sports field with it. Because even though I may or may not be playing football, like in college, hopefully it depends. But then if I'm not, like for sure, then it's like I'm going to stay with like around the sports field because I realize like after like all the activities that I told you, I'm a sports fanatic. to where it's like, okay, I want to stay in, I want to stay in this type of field, you know, to where it's like, let me see what I can do with it. Then after that, my mom brought up to me physical therapy, to where, you know, like, you work with the athletes, you know, and possibly, you know, like the injuries and so on and such, and then, like, you know, like, helping assess them, to where then I kind of grew interested in it, to where it's like, okay, I can still stay in the sports field, I can still do certain things with it, to where it's like, I'm not totally abandoned from it, you know? So that's why.
I see. Okay, okay. So there was a reason why you chose that field, because you don't want to abandon something. It's something that you enjoy, and it's something close to your ambitions and your goals. So that's how you chose your major.
Pretty much. That's how I did it after, like, realizing it after so many different attempts.
I mean, I think that's important to tell our audiences, because a lot of people have a lot of different ways of choosing the major, like we said before, money and what they like, what they dislike, what they can, what they cannot do. So I think it's important to look at, before anything else, where do you believe God is telling you you belong in a place? You know, because I think we overlook that a lot, and we look at the hard facts. Like, life is tough, man, so you need to be financially stable, this and that, and such and such. And we have so many worries, so many problems, and so many complications that we're trying to solve by deciding this one thing. But I think it's important to realize the bigger picture, because one decision leads to another, leads to another, leads to another. Like, if we talked to each other 10 years ago and we talked to each other, we asked them what decisions were you going to make, we think they were the most foolish things. But it was based on what we knew at that point in time, right? Like, everything we're deciding right now is based on what we know now. Like, you're deciding because you enjoy, like, being close to the sports, you're a sports fanatic. That's why you're going into physical therapy, because it seems like the wisest place to be according to what you like and according to what you can do and according to what you have done. And it's a similar situation for me and my own music marketing major. Same thing, you know, it's close to what I've done, it's close to what I enjoy, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But I think the most important thing to look at is, where are you supposed to be? You know, where does God want you to be? And I think as we go back to school, it's important to realize that despite where we might want to go, is that exactly where God wants us to go, you know? So it's important to establish that relationship as you dive into something so important, because that's what everybody looks at right now. What's your education? How much do you know? Where did you go for school? And how much do you want to make? What's your family? Everyone's looking at facts, but we have to look at, as people who are striving to be, you know, the best that we could possibly be, we have to go to someone who is the best of the best of the best. And that's God. That's God. So as soon as we realize, like, we follow him, then he got our backs, and he'll lead us exactly where we need to be, then I think choosing a place to be will be a lot easier.
Well, I mean, like it says in Proverbs 3, verses 5 to 6, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. So I think that's where most of us, so I feel like that's where, like, most of us, you know, like, get, like, a bit, like, confused to an extent, because it's, like, still, like, how I am to this day, and probably how most teens are. It's like, we're still kind of confused, we're still kind of lost, because, like, even, like, with the physical therapy, it's like, I've heard so many other college kids and some of my other college friends about how, like, they switched their majors still, and then, like, you're not going to stay with your same major for freshman year. Even my mom said that, too, saying, like, freshman year, you're probably still not sure, get ready to, like, you may or may not keep that major. So what I think it is, like, part of, like, the spiritual aspect of it, to where it's like, you know, like, stop, like, trying to do it all by yourself, and, like, you know, try to, like, let him come in and help you. And then I understand, like, with most people, to where it's, like, it's hard to trust certain people because, like, they've been hurt before in the past. And then, like, now it's like, can I even, like, can I trust him? Everybody talks about God, but I haven't seen him, or like what? Some people don't believe in his work and saying, like, oh, God isn't real. But it's like, you know, if you, like, trust him for that one little part, you could see how big God can make an impact in your life. But that's just my saying of it. If you guys want to see that verse again, it's Proverbs 3:5-6, and it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight.
That pretty much sums up, yeah, that's exactly it. I have nothing else to add on that.
Man, that's how you got to see it. But, guys, we'll be on this a quick little break. If you guys have any comments, questions, if you guys have, like, any, like, comments on, like, what you guys are ready for this upcoming school year, what you guys aren't ready for, what you like, what you dislike, you know, please, you know, call in. The number is 646-915-8464. You know, if you guys have, like, any comments or questions, please let us know. And then also, don't forget to follow us on Twitter at The Word. And then also, if you want to keep up with Boss Man on Twitter, his Twitter is Life of Boss Man. So if you guys want to look into that, please do. And when we come back, me and Boss Man will probably talk about our dislikes and likes of high school and probably even college. Hope you guys are enjoying the show.
Thank you. the testimony. Now I'm standing here today with one thing to say, Lord, I thank you.
We are back live on The Word, talking to you guys about back to school. And before we get back into it, I see that we do have a caller on the line that wants to put their little input on today's topic, ending in number 0261. Hello,
yes,
caller, you alive? Hello, caller, you are on The Word. What is your name?
Julian Chichiris.
Julian, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
All right. So are you ready to go back to school, my friend?
Am I ready to go back to school? Not really, but I am, like you guys said, just trying to put it all on God right now. Because I know, at least in my senior year, like you said, you know, I have no idea what I want to do after that.
All right. Have you got, idea of, what do you, want to do or anything, or...
Well, I'm thinking maybe a writer, but that's just, a big, what if.
All right. Yeah. Well, I mean,
you know.
Yeah. Julian.
Yes.
What makes you want to be that?
I really like just making stories and, inspiring stories, you know. I think that's always been a gift I kind of had. Something that really interests me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, you can, try and stay with it and, see how it goes. Maybe, it could be a benefit to you in the near future. You never know.
Yeah, maybe.
So.
But, my thing is, people have been, in different clubs and things, just... So what they try, but I've been homeschooled most of my life, so I've never been able to try out different clubs and stuff. Yeah. So I'm not really sure what I like and stuff.
Boss man, do you have any input on that? He's homeschooled, but he doesn't really know what he wants to do.
Well, okay, my input on that is, Julian, we welcome you to come and share one of your original short stories here on our show anytime. All right? To get yourself out there, to get you started, to motivate you, we've got your back, all right? If you plan on writing a little something, and we'll be happy to share it.
All right, that's cool.
Yeah.
All right.
Same too for now.
What kind of,
No, continue.
Okay. Yeah. Julie, what kind of stories do you like to write? You said it's inspiring, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right. What I've realized is, in a lot of, because I'm a music major, I've realized that in a lot of music, a lot of inspiring music, a lot of those artists need to be inspired by something or someone or some event in their life.
Yeah.
Do you have that type of fuel with you when you're writing? Do you have something that inspires you? What inspires you?
I think just the idea that Christians cannot be like, Christians cannot be looked at as people that are, per se, you know, strong. I want to write, you know, like just like strong, a story by strong-minded Christians, funny Christians, you know. And what inspired me to write, you know, most of my life I was really alone, didn't really have any friends, so I would just try, you know, make up stories in my head about, you know, a group of friends. I would just go on all these adventures, so, you know, that's what inspired me. Just people, having some friends now, people's struggles have inspired me. Just, you know, write stories about, you know, struggle and how to overcome, and just, you know, having like a family that helps you through that.
Oh, that's pretty interesting. You know, in all honesty, I think that a lot of people going back to school would really need an influence that realizes, like, someone from your perspective, you know, because you're homeschooled, so your mind is fresh, you know, compared to everyone else who's in public school and has all these other people influencing their decisions. You're, like, in a sense, your decisions are yours, you know? You've had not a lot of, you know, people influencing your inspiration and things like that, according to, like, in the context of public school. But what a lot of people in public school don't get to experience is that individuality. You know, there's always, you know, maybe 1,000, 2,000, 3,000 people, you know, overshadowing their individuality and blocking them, you know, from kind of finding what makes them move, what makes them grow, you know, on their own without their friends or, you know, their classmates or their teachers, you know. They miss out on that. So that's pretty interesting. I think you'd be a good influence to those in high school and college too.
Yeah. Thank you.
No problem.
Well,
you have anything else to say?
No, I do not. Julian, do you have anything left before we let you go and continue our show?
No, sir. Thank you. I really enjoy your show. It's really inspiring.
All right. Thank you for that.
You.
And I hope you enjoy the rest of the show, you know?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Thank you.
Well, that's pretty interesting, you know. That's the first ever I heard about that, you know. Because, like, I know I usually hear about that, like, in general, but, like, I never heard of, you know, like actually, like, someone that I know that's, like, homeschooled. So that's pretty interesting to hear for the first time. So that's a whole new take on it, because now it's, like, you're at home the majority of the time, so it's, like, what do you do to get out there, you know? But just, you know, stay in tune, guys, you know, for Julian, if he, like, comes onto the show and probably like says like one of his poetries or stories. So stay in tune for that, you know, to help him get out there and then see where he can go in life. So just stay in tune for that. And then hopefully, you know, you never know. He could be an inspiration to one of us. You never know. But, true. But, back to the show, speaking now, going back to his school and everything. Let's go more with the teens and everything, boss man, because I've been seeing a bunch of posts on social media about kids not ready for school. Some of them I see them getting their hair done, getting the new Jordans, looking all nice. And after that, others are just completely like, ugh, school Monday, ugh, school next week, ugh. So coming from you, since you just finished 1 year of college, what do you dislike and like from it before I even encounter it?
Okay. Let's start with the likes. First of all, get you out the house, because I'm pretty sure 95% of us spent way too much time chilling at home when we could have done something productive with our lives. And that, I just know. And that's the first thing I like about it. Second thing I like, you know, is getting the opportunity to meet new people, because I feel like I could say I'm more of a people person than a just being, you know, by myself and things like that. I enjoy being in an environment where you can learn about different people, learn about their different experiences, different places they've been to, and things like that. And school is literally perfect, especially college. People come from all over, all shapes, all sizes, young and old. You just learn so many different things in one class. So imagine taking 3, 4, 5, 6 classes a day. How you're exposed to so much individuality and culture and, you know, things like that. That's what's awesome about school. Another thing I like about school is being able to express yourself. Like, you know, you're able to express yourself more than you could at home, maybe, because a lot of people think a certain way. It's kind of like what I said before. With the culture and tradition, all the people express themselves in a certain way, but you get to go out there and influence people, which is pretty awesome. Every opportunity that you get, whether you're in middle school, high school, or college, take the time to express yourself. Because you never know who you can influence that way. That's what I like about school. Dislikes. Well, you got to wake up early in the morning for most of us to get yourself to school on time. So if you're in college, you get to pick whether you go early or later. But for most high school students, you have to wake up pretty early, earlier than what you want. So that's more annoying. Another thing that I dislike about school is, of course, the homework. That's very bothersome. I think if we ask a lot of people, like, legit, I think a lot of people would say they like learning. It's just the work you put into it, you know, like the difficulty it is to like understand a new concept, and you're just like, why do you have to make it this way? Why do you have to make it so boring? Why do you have to make it so this and that? But like, the opportunity to learn is always an amazing one, you know. That's the dislike. That's one of my top dislikes. Another one is it costs a lot of money to go back to school. Like, people don't realize, like, this is like a $1 billion industry going back to school. Like, people spend so much, like, in between July, August, and September, just trying to go back to school. Like, in college, you pay so much for just getting into the class, not for the books, not for the gas you have to pay for. It's not for the this and that. It just costs a lot of money. So that's a dislike right there. But overall, school is school, you know. You got to do what you got to do to get your education.
I guess. I mean, not hearing about that when I start, that should be interesting. And then after that, for me, coming from, like, high school, still coming from, like, most of my high schoolers, man, the main thing I just didn't like were, like, at first, I'm not going to lie, the teachers, because you ever got that one teacher that just keeps on talking, and then you just sitting there, like, the bell's going to ring. And then the worst part is, like, they just keep on talking and you just go to sleep, and then they get mad because you're going to sleep. And it's like, I'm sorry, but you're over here talking about Columbus. I already heard it since eighth grade about Columbus. Why are you telling me again about him? I don't feel like hearing this. And then to that, also, that one teacher, the bell doesn't dismiss you, I dismiss you. Then what's the point for the bell? What is the purpose of the bell? If there's no bell, then that's, I can true, understand that. But the bell rings. Some schools only give you 4 to some minutes. My high school gave me 6 minutes. And then letting you know, there's a bunch of kids in there. So I got pretty much 6 minutes to go from this side of the school to the other side of the school and make it before they count me tardy. The next thing you know, if I'm tardy too many times, they call my parents and say, your son so-and-so has not been to class, was tardy to class this many times. The next thing you know, my mom is coming at me saying, oh, really? School was good? Then how come the school just called me saying that you were tardy? Then I don't want to hear that. So if the bell doesn't dismiss me, you know what? I'm just going to go regardless, because last time I checked, once the bell rings, class is done, whether what you say or whether you not say. Because I've been in situations to where the bell has rung, They try to give us homework. I kid you not. I walked out the class. I said, nope, I'm going to be late. I told her straight up. I said, I'm going to be late. And I walked out the class. And then I got it the next day. I didn't care if it was late. I said, because I'm not about to deal with this. Then after that, another thing. One thing I'm not going to lie that I'm going to bring up, since I'm just that kind of person, the food. Like, sometimes the food was so good. Like, you know how times, like, when, like, the lunches were just amazing? And I know most people can agree with me on that. The lunches were so amazing. But I'm not going to lie. Like first off, but shout out to, like, Barack Obama. But when his wife stepped in with the whole health thing, that killed me as an athlete. Because, okay, knowing me, I came in getting, like, 3 things, 4 things of lunches, eating a bunch of stuff. With, you know, my ice cream and all that stuff. And then I knew I could burn it off because I was going to work out after. Then after that, she took out the slushies. Then after that, she took out some of the extra stuff. The portions were much more smaller. The food. Yes! The cornbread and everything. And I'm like, why did you do that? Because, like, for me, it worked out for me because I used to get, like four to three of those things and just eat it, and I would be full for lunch. But then now they brought it down to where it's like, what can I do? Like, what can I do? Because now it's like, what am I going to do? And then now it's like every time after school, I got to go to McDonald's or somewhere, or like McDonald's or Subway to fill me up. Before, it was just lunch. Now it's like, I got to go somewhere else to get food. So that's one thing that I just didn't like when Michelle Obama stepped in. Like, shout out to Barack Obama, what he's doing. But when your wife stepped in, man, I'm sorry, that broke my heart. Because that ruined my lunch. I'm so serious. My lunch day was just ruined. My lunch day was ruined. But another thing that I'm not gonna lie, that like I saw like from like a bunch of people on Instagram and everything that irritated people were 2 things. One, the noisy people in school, especially the ones that's like it's early in the morning and they're just already loud, saying, yo, what's up, Jasmine? All loud and everything, like the loud people just stop. Then to that, also the other people, when you come back and see them, especially like for high schoolers, when you come back, oh my goodness, we didn't see each other, what happened? And it's like, you were the same one before summer saying we need to hang out, but we never hung out. You saw my Snapchat story. I was at home watching the kids. You could have easily came and picked me up. We could have went to the movies. You did not do that, not once. And I saw you on a cruise, but okay. That's cool. That's cool. And then, like, I'm telling you, like, there's always, like, that one person. We need to hang out this summer. Then after that, you don't hang out at all that summer. And then after that, all of a sudden, you see them for school. Boss man, why didn't I see you? I'm boss man, why didn't you text me over summer? Why didn't we hang out, bro? Really? Really? why didn't we?
You know why.
Like, honestly, I hanged out with Boston more than anybody this whole summer, and then that was just with church and just meeting up with him. Like, honestly, everyone else was, like, maybe once or twice going to the pool and just talking. Other than that, I seen Boss Man more than anybody this whole summer. And it's like, really? And then, like, most of the time, whenever I met up with Boss Man, it was mainly over, you know, doing stuff for the show or something else. But other than that, I met up with him more than anybody. Other than that, it's been work, being a football coach, work, watching kids.
True.
It's just not hot, man.
The thing about back to school is you realize how many people were not there during your summer, you know? And it's not like, I know it's funny because we're like, yo, why didn't we hang out? Of course you could have put a little more effort into it. But once you get into high school, you realize like every summer is so crucial to what you want to do. Like either people just want to chill out, kick back, and just have the pleasure of saying, I have nothing to do. And it feels so good because your body does need that break, and summer is the best time to get that for real. I know I took so many breaks, it's not even funny. But once you get back into school, you realize, man, I really did not see you, and I might have missed you. I think I did miss you. Maybe not. But you realize, like, a lot of people you haven't seen, and it's because you're doing your own thing. A lot of people, like, they develop, you know, as they grow, and, like, hopefully that's the case on a lot of people. You know, you change up. And it's not like you become different. You know, like, you don't like someone, like, you just switch it up on them. But it's because you're realizing things about yourself, what you want, what you don't want. So, like, yeah, A-Square got a job. He's like, well, I want to work. I want some responsibility. I want money, you know? Like, that's something you figure out for yourself. And then you get a job, and, of course, that's your summer. You occupy your time. Some people, you know, they do internships. Some people go and spend time with family members that are far away. It's like your decision. You know, it's your summer. It's you realizing what you want in that time. Like, it's how you spend your time. You know, you realize what's important to you before you get back to school and all that stuff. So that's just it. But, oh, quick comment about the people that be like, how do they get so much energy? Just, I know some of you, like, you rested and all that, but you woke up at 6 o'clock in the morning, and now it's 7:15, 7:25, and you're so loud. I don't understand. For all those who do that, stop. It's not funny. It's not cute either. Don't come loud up in the school trumpeting to your friends. No, we're not going to take it. It's 2015. This needs to stop.
See, what I think what it was, I think the Starbucks just hit everybody in the morning because I always see Starbucks bags in the morning because, like, I even saw that in high school. Just, like, a bunch of Starbucks bags and, like, and also, like, McDonald's breakfast. And then everybody was just loud. And then here I am. And then here I am with my headphones. I'm just like, bro, it's only like 7:15. Why are you guys making so much noise? And I'm walking as slow as possible. And then people are calling my name. And I'd be looking. I'd be like, who called me? Because, like, I just woke up, got my brothers ready for school. I drove myself to school. And then I'm like, what? What happened? Like, I promise you, half the time I was a zombie waking up. Woke up, got my brothers ready, then to that, got myself ready, then to that, left. Drove here, and then, honestly, I give accomplishment to myself to driving to school because I guarantee you I was tired half the time, and I still was able to drive early in the morning, especially when it gets cold in Texas. Oh, my goodness, I shout myself out for that because I was cold, I was tired, and I still was able to drive there, and then to be there and then hear you guys yelling and everything, I'm telling you, it has to be at a Starbucks or something because I don't know what it is because you wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning and then you have all this energy to, like, yell and do all of this extra to where it's like, why? Just why? Like, what is the purpose of this?
Okay. Basically, real quick, I think it's important to give a couple of tips, like just some quick fire tips for the people going specifically to, like, you know, a new school or a different type of school, like from high school to college or from middle school to high school or switching schools or whatever.
So,
do you have any quick tips to people like that? Like, just let's hit different scenarios. So first one is middle school to high school. What tips would you give to anybody listening right now from middle school to high school?
Man, middle school to high school, enjoy high school, man, because first off, you're going to be a freshman. I mean, that's like honestly, freshman year, trust me, I had no worries. I felt like I was the bomb.com, all right? I walked in there with so much swagger and everything, like, yo, I'm going to do me. Because think about it, freshman year, it's like you're still young. You can still do, like, what you want. Like, you don't have to, like, focus that much yet. But, like, near the end of it, of course, like, get ready for it. Because, like, sophomore and up, of course, you know, you got to get ready. But freshman year, man, enjoy it, man. Because it's your first time going into high school. And trust me, we were all cocky as freshmen because even I realized that being a senior, I saw so many freshmen walking into the football locker room looking at us, man, look at them, and then being all cocky and bold, like, and then when I thought about it, I'm like, we were kind of like that too back then because when you step into a new school, you like, look at me now. What's up? But to break it down into, like, Bible verse tense, 1 Timothy 4 verses 12, let no one look down on your youthfulness, but rather in speech, conduct, love, faith, and purity. Show yourself an example of those who believe. So even to the people that don't believe, I mean, hey, show them you can be an example even as a freshman. Because my freshman year, a lot of people saw me as very mature for being only like a 14, 15-year-old. And then I got so much respect to where the seniors didn't bully me, thank God. But, you know, to me, it was to my benefit. So even like freshman year, we're being young and obnoxious because even I thought about it. I'm like, wow, I did some pretty dumb stuff as a freshman. But, you know, just enjoy it, you know? Just truly enjoy it. But now to Boss Man, since you've been, you know, like about to be 2 years in college, what do you have to say for people like me and like many others that's going from senior year in high school to now people in college?
Okay. This is crazy. All right. What I have to say, I think the most important lesson is get your game up. Get your game up. You think you're ready? You think you're ready for this? You're not. That's the mentality that you need to have at all times. And if you have that mentality, you would think, what do I need to do to prepare? Being a college student is all about prepping yourself. Like, when you think you're ready, be even more ready. It's, like, not even a joke. Because, like, the responsibility that is about to be put on you is 110% different than high school. Like, some of the teachers are the most amazing teachers you will ever have in your life in college. Honestly, like, ever. Because they know, they understand. But some teachers, they're here to teach, and that's it. They're here to just get paid for telling you the information, giving you a test, and passing you a credit. That's it. So it's important that you get on your game. Emails, 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 emails. Like, that's all you're going to have, really, to talk with your professor or whatever, unless you schedule an appointment, because they're busy. Like, they don't have time for no games, no shenanigans. Like, of course, it's college, so you're more relaxed. There's a lot more freedom. There's a lot more things to do what you do. Oh, and like high school, there's a lot of clubs. Like, there's a lot of different things you can get involved with. So don't be afraid to get involved in stuff, because now's not the time to be afraid. Now's the time to jump in and do everything that you ever thought of doing. Everything that you ever thought of doing, do it. Like, don't be afraid. This is your time. This is your time to shine, like, for real. Because after this, you're going to realize, like, a lot of things are different. Like, in high school, there's no schedule. There's no bells. It's quiet. People are just on their grind. Like, you got to find ways to entertain yourself. But at the same time, balance that entertainment, balance that freedom, balance that liberty with responsibility, dedication, and hard work. That's what I got to say. Just be ready for anything. Be prepared.
Well, since me and you, like, pointed out the main thing with the teachers and then about my transition from middle school to high school, your transition from high school to college, since we were talking about the teachers, real quick, since you said, like, you know, like, being on your game and everything, and then I know that, but what would you say mainly for people, especially over, like, friends in general? Because, you know, like, even, like, in high school and college, friends could be your best friend, and other times, it's that one friend that messes you up, you know, that one, like, distracting friend, you know, possibly, that one friend that bring you down. So what would you say about friends in general for college or high school? Because friends, man, they come and go. So what do you have to say about that?
Okay, for friends in college and high school, friends are those who realize that you're trying to get somewhere. And because they're your friend, they will help you get to that place. If your friend is bringing you down, if your friend is distracting you, if your friend is not showing that same level of responsibility as you, you might need to reevaluate your friendship, because a friendship means that the friendship is mutual. You know, they'll help you elevate yourself. They won't put you down. They won't bring you lower than you are. They will try and help you with everything that you have. So if they're trying to get you to skip out on things that are important to you, then skip out on them. That's basically it, because you don't have time. You don't have time to waste on people who want to waste your time, you know?
That's true on that, which I've learned most of the times the hard way about certain people and certain friends. So that's the main thing, because I know kind of that impacts a lot of people with the whole, like, hey, you know, I didn't see you over summer, this and that. So, and then all that extra stuff, like when it comes to being friends, you know, just, like, know who your friends are, you know. And then, like, also, like, especially, like, the reason why I wanted to bring that up was, you know, like, for most of us, because kind of most of us, like, that's around me and Boss Man's age. You guys, we're all in college. We're about to go into college. You know, just be in the right crowd. Because every step of the way, whether you're in high school and college, it's a different step. And trust me, in high school,
I had a whole, like, honestly, like, how they say squad? I had a squad of people with me, like, coming in freshman year. Then after that sophomore year, it was down a bit, but I still had a bunch of people, like, yo, this is my squad. Then junior year, it went down. Then senior year, it was just, like, only had, like, three people. Like, wow, that went down real, like, honestly, I can count the people that I honestly, like, that are by my side. And then I'm just like, wow, there's only, like, three to five people. To where it's like, just be with the right crowd, man, and then you'll be all right. But with that being said, thank you guys for coming to another show. I hope you guys enjoyed it. And also, I hope, you know, like, this helped you a little bit, you know, like, for school. Because I know most of us, like, especially, like, down south in Texas, have school tomorrow. I start college soon, so trust me, I'm feeling it a bit, too. So trust me, I'm with you guys, too, on that. So I hope you guys enjoyed this show. Before, you know, that last good sleep before waking up at 5 o'clock in the morning. So I hope you guys enjoyed that. If you guys have any questions or comments, please don't be shy to come by. Our Facebook is at the word Houston, and also once again our Twitter is at our Twitter is at the word. And then also, if you want to follow Bossman personally, his Twitter page is Life of Bossman. So if you guys have any questions, comments, things that you like, things that you dislike, and even, you know, some, like, future shows or, like, future topics that, like, we can, like, talk about, please let us know. We are not afraid to talk about anything and everything because, you know, like how we said, it's youth to youth. But once again, thank you guys. Hope you guys enjoyed it. And until next time, God first, God bless.
Later.
Yeah. It's working out.